The presses. It's audio only today. Nobody will simulcast, but it's your host, Mark Anderson, of course. Monday, March 1st. Here we are in March, and we just got done covering the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association event this past Friday and Saturday in the Woodlands, Texas, near Houston. And a fine event it was, extremely informative. And I was there representing RBN as well as American Free Press. And Ron Avery, who I partner with, of course, was there with Mix and Stream, his live stream platform. And we made the video footage available at mixnstream.com. We'll talk more later in the show today about how to still get the video footage from the entire event, mainly from the main day on this past Friday, which was 9 a.m. to roughly 9 p.m., lots of speakers, a battery of speakers, and that ended up being really the only day that we covered, but it is packed with information. The second day of the program was more of a private thing, a instructional thing for sheriffs and other public officials who were there in large numbers. But anyway, I, of course, as I mentioned, I was there covering the event with Ron Avery. My video partner for Stop the Presses as well, when we often video simulcast this radio show. Today, however, we're not doing that due to some technical issues. But Ron, you with me audio-wise? Ron is supposed to be with me audio-wise. And something came up there. He'll probably chime back in here in a few minutes. At any rate, we don't want dead air. But yes, there was a tremendous reception. Everything was very well received, that is, in terms of what the presenters had to say at this Constitutional Sheriff's event. Of course, that's the organization run by Sheriff Mack, a former Graham County, Arizona sheriff, who now heads up the CSPOA. And I'm being asked if I can hear Ron Avery. The answer right now is no.
Testing, I can't hear you. I can't hear you, and I take it you can't hear me either.
I can hear you, Ron.
Can you hear me now?
I'll ask the board ops to
hear me.
To let him know
I can't he can hear you. I'll have to call you back, Doug. I'm on a radio show.
Yes, we can hear you, Ron. Boy, the trials of live radio, they never end. A million things can go wrong, ladies and gentlemen. That's just the reality of it. At any rate, I'll just have to keep kind of recapping what went down. It was a real pleasure to meet Michael Perutka. And he's with the Institute on the Constitution. I believe that's the organization he represented. I'll double check that. I'm going from some hand scribbled notes here. I'm still very tired from having covered the event. Lots of driving, lots of issues to deal with. But Mr. Perutka made some very interesting statements. He also has the video out there called The Case Against Case Law, which I've yet to watch.
But stuff.
Really looking forward to seeing the video, The Case Against Case Law. And when I do and talk to Mr. Perutka about it, and I'm going to soon have him as a guest on this show, then we'll really break that down, as well as some of the things that were said will probably be unpacking the Constitutional Sheriff's event in part or completely on every show that I do this week, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot to unpack, and I'm going to get a hold of some of the individual presenters. I already have some, but I'm going to get a hold of the rest of them and have them on as individual guests. Maybe in some cases I'll have two at a time to economize my time a little bit. So please stay tuned for that in the days and week or two ahead. But Michael Peruca, who was a 2004 Constitution Party candidate, since then we've had Chuck Baldwin and Darrell Castle and Don Blankenship as the subsequent Constitution Party presidential candidates. But Peruca in 04 was that party's candidate. And at this event in the Woodlands, this Constitutional Sheriff's event, he said, you don't have to wait for a court or a judge to declare something unconstitutional. And what he meant was citizens can raise and sheriffs can help bring to light and enforce and resist and interpose against any state or federal edict, even a local edict, county, municipal, you name it, that is unconstitutional. And that means unconstitutional in terms of the state constitution that you live in, as well as the federal constitution. And Mr. Peruca went on to say, we should not be giving them edicts and executive orders and different acts and decrees, including these COVID decrees. We should not be giving them the mantle of law because they are not law. And Mr. Peruca was not the only one to stress, I believe Sheriff Mack himself stressed this and several other speakers, that even if a legislature makes a COVID crackdown law, let's say, that limits businesses, prohibits businesses from operating, whatever it might be, if even if it's in the form of a law and it's better than an edict or some decree, it's still not legitimate law if it's contrary to the constitution of the state and or the federal level. So I'll repeat that one. We should not be giving these edicts the mantle of law. And I'll repeat the other one. There's a lot of quotes from this event, ladies and gentlemen, that bear repeating. You don't have to wait for a court or a judge to declare something unconstitutional. Because many sheriffs, there's 3,100 and some chains, just over 3,100 counties in the country. Sheriff Mack has related, and other sheriffs I've talked to have noted, that some sheriffs will just say, well, if there's a constitutional question coming from some organization or a business or an individual, that's for the courts to decide. Sheriffs don't need to worry about that stuff. Not true at all. You don't have to wait for any kind of court action or a judge doing anything to declare something unconstitutional and act upon it by going to your sheriff. It could be a gun control measure. It could be a COVID lockdown measure. You name it. If it's unconstitutional, you do not give it the mantle of law because it is not law. It is just that simple. It will always be just that simple. This is what we as Americans have got to grasp as we get the courage to resist this COVID tyranny, this COVID crackdown, the COVIDocracy that's growing up around that tyranny. The bureaucracy, the COVIDocracy, and forced or what amounts to forced or what looked to be soon enforced, soon to be mandated vaccines. It's bad enough that we had the business lockdowns, slowdowns, shutdowns, people being relegated to their homes, treating their homes like barracks. That's bad enough as it is. But when we're looking at for now, voluntary quote-unquote vaccines looking more and more like they could become mandatory for all ages, virtually all people, all classes of people, all categories of people, then the role of the sheriff takes on all that much more importance. Because it's one thing to have gun control measures. They're bad, we're used to dealing with them, but with these so-called voluntary, apparently soon to be mandated vaccines at some point in time, And I'll talk a little bit more about how that might happen. But with that, we're looking at something in orders of magnitude, in my opinion, worse, because this is something that would happen very quickly. Most gun control is very glacial. And again, we've gotten pretty good at resisting it and getting around it and turning it back and turning it on its head. But this COVIDocracy and this vaccination regime, this is something we're not used to dealing with. And in the wake of the Texas storm and the power outages and the big freeze, they're pushing even harder because there was a delay, of course, in the vaccine distribution. And now they're trying to make up for lost time, and they're getting particularly aggressive and crafty about the whole thing. But as Perupka said at the Constitutional Sheriff's Conference that we just covered, there's no COVID-19 exception to the Bill of Rights. In fact, liberty is more needed than ever. Once again, there's no COVID-19 exception to the Bill of Rights. In fact, liberty is even more needed than ever. Michael Perupka, the Institute on the Constitution. very important statements by this former Constitutional Party presidential candidate in the year 2004. And I'll be looking forward to getting Michael Perupka on the show as soon as possible. Sleeping in a bit today here on Monday, March 1st, it was difficult to make any hard and fast arrangements and get everybody lined up. That's soon going to happen, though. And others who were there included Texas State Representative Kyle Biederman, the District 73 representative, a Republican out of the Fredericksburg area. And Kyle Biederman can be reached at 512-463-0325. That's 512-463-0325. That's his office in Austin. His district office in Fredericksburg is 830-990-0185, 830-990-0185. The reason is because we want to make sure that he gets plenty of calls to encourage him to pass bills in Texas. The Second Amendment Sanctuary State, HB 112 by Representative Toth, HB 635 by Representative Krause, K-R-A-U-S-E, SB 513 by Hall, SB 541 by Springer. Those are Senate bills. Another House bill, 919-919 by Lehman, L-E-M-A-N, and a Senate bill, SB 499 by Kolkhorst, and that's Second Amendment Sanctuary State. And you might want to give kudos to Kyle Biederman, because one of these bills for constitutional carry is HB 1238 by Kyle Biederman, and another one, HB 1927 by Representative Schaefer, and a SB Senate bill, SB 540 by Springer and others. You can go to the website of gunownersofamerica.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's gunownersofamerica.com to learn more about these Texas-level bills, even while constitutional sheriffs and their allies are concerned about federal gun control bills under Biden, including the infamous H.R. 127 at the federal level, something that is very troubling. And, of course, we can all call Capitol Hill to resist H.R. 127. You can do that by calling 202-224-3121 or 202-225-3121. And, of course, if you want to get this information down, you can write me through the station. Email me at truthhound2@yahoo.com, T-R-U-T-H-H-O-U-N-D, the number 2 at yahoo.com, or you can go to house.gov or senate.gov, and you can go to congress.gov as well, excuse me, and you can simply type in H.R. 127 at congress.gov. That'll take you to the Library of Congress, and then you can read all about this very, very disagreeable and repellent bill, H.R. 127, at the federal level. But these bills, and I've named only some of them, at the Texas state level, are also important to reinforce the Second Amendment at the Texas level. And I got this from Gun Owners of America at the Constitutional Sheriff's event this past weekend at the Woodlands near Houston. And you can contact Rachel Malone about these Texas bills. She's the Texas rep for Gun Owners of America. And her number is 512-937-3006. That's Rachel Malone, 512-937-3006. And that's the priority legislation of Gun Owners of America in the 87th Texas legislative session. So these are some very important matters. You're going to want to check those out. And you can listen to this show, the archived version of this, or get a hold of me, like I say, if you need to refresh your memory or go over some of those bill numbers again, or go to Gun Owners of America, their website, or call Rachel Malone. And at the federal level, as noted, on H.R. 127, that's not the only federal gun bill to worry about, but that's the big one. You can call Capitol Hill, as I mentioned, to register your opinion. When you call those numbers, that's the Capitol switchboard. And so either 202-544-5977, excuse me, either 202-225-3121 or 202-224-3121, either of those bills, to call Capitol Hill, that's the Capitol switchboard. And you can ask for any representative or senator by name. One more time, Capitol switchboard, 202-224-3121 or 202-225-3121. Ask for your representative or senator by name. And that's very important. What I always do also is I'll contact my own reps and senators, and then I'll look at who's on the committee handling those bills, in this case, H.R. 127, and I'll call the office of the committee chairman, and if there's anyone else from my home state on that committee looking at a given piece of legislation, I'll contact them too, not just my direct representative or the senators from my state. So I wanted to make sure I got those Capitol switchboard numbers straight there for Washington and what they're about, just in case you haven't called them much, if at all. And I'll be looking to see if Ron Avery is going to be able to join me today. I'm going to explore just having him on by phone here after the break, which is coming up in just 2 minutes. We'll see if we can just link Ron by phone to get his comments on the past weekend and the Constitutional Sheriff's event that we covered. He did the live stream video. I did the straight news coverage, still frame photos, miscellaneous interviews and whatnot. And again, we'll be reporting much more on this Constitutional Sheriff's event in the days and week or two ahead, having presenters on the show individually or two at a time, whatever works. Right now, we're just unpacking it. And these Texas bills that I shared and things like that are from the conference, as noted. And I shared some of Michael Peruca's very salient quotes. And one thing I'll mention before the break, and we'll try and get Ron Avery on, is that a centerpiece of this event at the Woodlands, this Constitutional Sheriff's event, was that we're talking about political science. And political science, the foundation of our Bill of Rights, the way our government was carefully put together by the founders, the political science they used, that trumps this trumped up medical science they're using to falsify the COVID data, which has led to a unnecessary and completely hazardous and, in fact, potentially dangerous vaccination and the vaccination regime behind it. But as we heard, as Michael Peruca said, there's no COVID-19 exception to the Bill of Rights. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages. Please stay tuned. We'll try and get Ron Avery back on. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And welcome to the next segment of Stop the Presses. Your host, Mark Anderson, coming to you live on the 1st of March, 2021. And thus far, I've given some important bill numbers, legislation, and phone numbers in terms of the gun control bills that are in Washington, one particular one, H.R. 127, that needs to be defeated, and some pro-gun legislation in Texas that, to the best of my estimation thus far, and this is according to Gun Owners of America that I'm reading from, needs to be supported. And I'm still waiting for confirmation as to whether Ron Avery can join me today. My usual news partner on here, who often provides video simulcast of this radio show, that's not happening today due to a computer glitch. But I'm hoping to have him join me for the second half of the show to help me continue unpacking and reporting on and analyzing the many good programs and presentations that were put forth this past weekend, particularly on Friday, at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Conference at the Woodlands near Houston. Now, I am told that Ron was able to join me. Now, if that's true, we'll bring him in now, rather than waiting till after the bottom of the hour ads. Are you there, Ron?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. Too bad about all the glitches today, man. This is Glitch Monday, I guess.
I think some of these computers, they have a memory of what you've been doing lately, and I change back and forth to what I'm doing. So it wants to do what I've been doing instead of what I want to do. So it's a mess. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, in the first segment of the show, Ron, I outlined some of the bad legislation, particularly one bill, H.R. 127, which is a gun control bill that they're calling the gun control apocalypse, but some pro-gun measures that I learned about at the Constitutional Sheriff's event that are being highlighted by Gun Owners of America, and they had their representative there at the Sheriff's event, Rachel Malone. I gave her contact info because at the state level here in Texas, there's a number of constitutional carry and end gun-free zones, Second Amendment sanctuary state, a lot of pro-Second Amendment legislation that needs to be supported. So often we're busy with bills, gun control bills that need to be defeated, but here are a number of
I don't even like the term gun control. I mean, that's illegal on its face. Gun control.
Sure.
I mean, it's insane. It's gun confiscation. It's unconstitutional gun confiscation is what they ought to call it, a confiscation bill. Well, I mean, these people ought to just be drug out of the out of political office into the street and put in the stocks, and we'd be throwing food at them. This is illegal activity.
Yeah, life doesn't get that fun. I wish it did easily get that fun, where we could throw a few used vegetables and fruits at these recalcitrant and pig-headed politicians that go the wrong way. Yeah, I mean, Will Gray.
They're tyrants, but keep going. I shouldn't have interfered, but keep going.
Well, Will Gray, a late writer that I was good friends with, he called it civilian disarmament. Of course, not all bills are about direct confiscation, but if you put together these civilian disarmament bills, the anti-Second Amendment bills, and you look at them as a whole, or you look at the eventuality of where they lead, one way or another, they're pointing toward confiscation, or at least pushing you that direction.
I prefer the term he used, and I used to do it, and I forgot it. It is, yes, that is the correct term, disarmament. And disarmament is unlawful and unconstitutional in the entire United States, and people need to get a lot more responsive to that and quit calling it these sweet little names they package everything in, this mass media cartel and these tyrannical fools that are in public office. They misname all these bills to make them look palatable to people that don't know any better.
Yeah, that's so true. And that's why it's all the more refreshing, as I mentioned in the first segment, to see all the pro-Second Amendment bills coming down in Texas. I haven't had a chance, of course, to analyze every one of them. But another one that I did not mention, HB 336 by Representative Kane and SB 548 by Senator Springer, would keep Texas out of any federal red flag gun confiscation scheme and prohibit localities from implementing red flag style policies on their own. And of course, that's whenever there's someone that's got a little blight on their record, maybe a DUI or, you know, something in their record. Maybe they're not crystal clean in terms of their background, and they get red flagged. And if the authorities learn that they have a firearm, sometimes the authorities have even done midnight raids to seize firearms from someone that might have even the slightest blight on their personal record. So this bill, these two bills, HB 336 and SB 548, would prohibit any such federal red flag gun confiscation. So there's an important one right here in Texas.
I think a break's coming.
Yes, well, we'll of course illuminate on that and much more on the sheriff's event right after these messages. Please stay tuned.
Smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them old when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, and welcome to the second half of Stop the Presses here on Monday, March 1st. Your slightly fatigued host, Mark Anderson, getting through this Monday. They say that if you're ever in hell, that you look on the calendar and every day is a Monday. Maybe that would be true. That would be kind of a hell, wouldn't it? But my guest today is co-host, really, Ron Avery, who usually does a video simulcast. We had some technical problems, like I mentioned, but we're unpacking the sheriff's event, the constitutional sheriff's event that we just covered, him for mixandstream.com, where we'll talk about how to watch the entire show, and me for RBN and for AmericanFreePress.net. Ron, before we get into unpacking this event, and what I announced before you got on the show today was that we'll be analyzing this event, the contents of it, what was said, bringing on some of the presenters as guests, one or two at a time, until we've maybe covered four or five of them at least. That's what I want to do in the days or week or two ahead. So it's not like we're only covering the CSPOA event today, but we'll begin to do that today. I've mentioned some of it, and I've been mostly talking about gun legislation coming out of it that I learned about at the event. But now we're going to listen to a very brief clip, Ron and ladies and gentlemen, listening live and on the archive, of the illustrious governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, talking about door-to-door vaccines. Of course, this is under the pretext of homebound seniors, but we need to wonder and ask a lot of hard questions about where this is leading. So let's listen to this BitChute video audio clip right now. Drum roll, please. And we're listening. We'll soon have Greg Abbott. It's a short one. We'll probably play it twice.
The state will deploy more than 1,100 National Guard across the state to help communities vaccinate homebound seniors. Some National Guard will be involved in the identification and registration of the seniors in the community to get them on the list to be able to get the vaccine. Other National Guard will be involved in the vaccination process. This effort begins this coming week.
Okay, let's play that one more time. I want this to be crystal clear for the listeners live and on the archive and for ourselves. One more time, if you would, board up.
The state will deploy more than 1,100 National Guard across the state to help communities vaccinate homebound seniors. Some National Guard will be involved in the identification and registration of the seniors in the community to get them on the list to be able to get the vaccine. Other National Guard will be involved in the vaccination process. This effort begins this coming week.
Now,
You go ahead, Mark. Excuse me.
Yeah. Let me just kind of give you a segue here. What we just heard was Texas Governor Greg Abbott announcing something. There's a lot you can get out of that 30-second statement, approximately 30 seconds. The part that really jumped out at me, Ron, and I'll let you take the floor here before we recap the sheriff's event and what that means with regards to COVID especially, is when he talked about the Guard identifying seniors as well as getting them on the list. So the Guard is going to be going, you know, through names and looking for people who are homebound seniors, quote unquote, to vaccinate. It's not like the homebound seniors are calling up and saying, yes, we want this. It sounds to me like the Guard is taking a pretty proactive role to, if I'm stretching it, I'll be struck by lightning, to kind of hunt down, if you will. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but certainly to scour the landscape for homebound seniors. I mean, it's knocking right on the door of coercion here. It's really close. The camel's nose is going into the tent. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, absolutely. What senior that is homebound, old, maybe senile, is going to not fear military individuals in military garb standing at their door with the vaccine, or even saying, have you had your vaccine yet? I doubt they're going to say that, would you like to have a vaccine? But they might. A lot of people really are scared of this. But having the military doing this, I don't think that has, again, they're treating it like a storm after a horrible hurricane has destroyed everybody's property. And they're coming around. That's one thing, because you really do have something that's visible and destroyed. But this stuff, they are just forcing this stuff on people. And I'd like to know, I think they should have a number given out to all people of who to call if they feel threatened or coerced to take these damn potions. I think there ought to be a number to call, the sheriff, and let me tell you the number to call. You call your local sheriff and tell them that these people are coercing you and badgering you into conforming to all this nonsense, and you'd like for them to come out and help you get over this, get through this. Because this stuff is simply not the law. It's not law, and it should not be enforced, and what we saw last weekend is many sheriffs coming together from all over the United States, and most of them from Texas, that agree that this stuff is unlawful, and they're not only not going to enforce it, but they will assist people who feel threatened by all this.
That is exactly where I was hoping you would go on this, Ron. That's exactly right. The event we went to, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association event at the Woodlands near Houston, Texas, we covered it in its entirety on the main day this past Friday. That was the overarching theme, was that your sheriff is there for you, ladies and gentlemen, no matter who you are, and ought to be if they're not already on board. They're there for you to resist tyranny or the abuse of power from any level, whether it's a medical thing, whether it's federal, state, local, county, municipal, you name it. Your sheriff is the only elected law enforcement officer in the law enforcement lexicon, and he or she is there, as Ron said, to intercede and to protect and represent you. You don't need to run to a judge or a court when you see something unlawful and unconstitutional, as Michael Peruca said, and I quoted him in the earlier part of today's show. So your sheriff is there for you. That's the go-to person. And what I'm hearing here, Ron, from the illustrious governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, does not sound good, because he doesn't seem to understand that you can't just do whatever you feel like because you suspect that COVID is this allegedly hyper-deadly disease when it is not. We know the cases are imprecise. We know the deaths are vastly inflated. I could go on and on about masking. I won't do that to the listeners that have heard enough about that at this point. I'll ease off on that. But, you know, this is supposed to be an intelligent individual and conservative governor of the Lone Star State. What does he think he's doing? This is not what Texans are about. This is not what Texas is about. You know, I'm really, well, really disappointed.
Well,
he doesn't seem to understand.
Well, he is like many others who are in government. They really do not, believe it or not, these people do not study government. They have never studied the philosophy of government or how, what is the law, where is the source of the law, what is a legitimate law and what is fake law and tyranny. They don't, they've never studied that in their life. They are lawyers, and lawyers do not study that either. And I discovered that when running for the U.S. House against two lawyers. And neither one of those guys in debates knew what lawful government was or how it was formed and how lawful governments are created and regulated and limited. They had no idea. They think that anything they do, or they pass a law, or they whatever the majority votes for, that's law. Well, they're idiots, because that's not law. You could have a majority pass something that is absolutely tyrannical and unlawful. So
yeah,
Greg Abbott is just another guy who knows how to get elected. Most of these people don't know anything except how to get elected. And when they go up there, they do a lot of stupid, ignorant stuff because they are ignorant.
Yeah, this is why, among other reasons, Michael Peruca, who's with the Institute on the Constitution, who, of course, was one of the speakers at the sheriff's event this past weekend, this is why he talked about that there's no COVID-19 exception to the Bill of Rights. I quoted that before you came on, Ron. That's his exact quote. There is no COVID-19 exception to the Bill of Rights. And he also produced a video called The Case Against Case Law. And these lawyers that are in government that only know how to get reelected, as you say, Ron, including Greg Abbott, they have relied on case law. They don't understand what the main underlying theme was at this Constitutional Sheriff's event. And now we can get into that as a backdrop to really drive this home. And that theme was that America operates not just on another sundry political system, but it operates on political science. There was even a George Washington reenactor at the event. He was portrayed by Mark Collins. And Mark Collins, who's from Yorktown, Texas, goes around and goes to schools and does a portrayal of George Washington. And speaking as George Washington, Mr. Collins told the Constitutional Sheriff's event this past weekend when we covered it, Ron, that, and he wasn't the only one who said this, America, it was founded not just on another system, but a republic based on the careful study of governments throughout history, a careful study of the government forms throughout history. And therefore, Madison, Jefferson, and the others put this together on the basis of political science. And our rights come out of that way of thinking, that political science, the checks and balances. And no medical edict or unconstitutional medical law, if it comes out of the belly of some legislature or out of the mouth of some governor, including Abbott, none of that means anything. It is meaningless because there's no COVID-19 exception to the Bill of Rights. And what Abbott is talking about almost is like the quartering of troops in people's homes. I mean, it's almost knocking on the door of that, which goes back to the British occupation of the colonies when we decided to resist during the Revolution. And it also smacks of Fourth and or Fifth Amendment problems because it could get very snoopy and, you know, kind of coercive, you know, people eavesdropping on your comings and goings, identifying which seniors are homebound. And I know that the state would reject that and say, oh, no, 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 no. But all of this leads to a very slippery slope, and it ignores the political science that gives the foundation to our country, as was discussed in the Woodlands event, the Constitutional Sheriff's event. It ignores that and pushes this phony medical edict based on not medical science, but based on pure guesswork on what a COVID case is, pure guesswork on whether somebody died from COVID, vastly inflated case and death numbers, you name it. And so, yes, we have all these lawyers. What, more than half of the federal legislature is lawyers? And that's probably true of most state legislatures and most governors. They're all lawyers. So like you say, Ron, they're not really, at least not most of them, are grounded in the Constitution. The vast majority of them, with probably only minor exceptions, are instead grounded in just case law and whatever expediency dictates. So, you know, this is where we're at.
Well, case law, I don't want to mislead people either. There is good case law, and not all case law is bad, but it's no guarantee. Case law is not guaranteed to be accurate or in line with political science that our nation was built on. And
right.
So, therefore, yes, let's not rely on any case law or just because it is case law that is the law or
exactly.
Any legislation. Even legislation, there are a lot of bad laws passed by legislatures that do the same thing, that violate political science that the nation was based on. And one of the reasons there's a lot of that is what I've said before. These lawyers are ignorant of what these principles are. They don't study that. They do not study John Locke's Second Treatise of Government in law school. They do not study Reverend Samuel Rutherford's Lex Rex, written in 1644. They do not study Algernon Sidney's Discourses of Government, written in 1683, for which he was beheaded. They don't study material like that, from which Thomas Jefferson said all the principles of American liberty spring from Algernon Sidney and John Locke. And if you read those, you would absolutely know that is correct. And it is sound political science. And the stuff these attorneys and judges and governors and county commissioners and mayors, I've met these people. I've run against them. We are talking about abject ignorance. These people don't study it. They don't know anything about it. They know about it getting elected and passing bills and jibber-jabber, and that's why we're in a state of tyranny today.
Yes, and the Constitutional Sheriff's event recognizes that state of tyranny, and that was what was really reassuring, Ron. And many people found it reassuring that at this event, they didn't just talk about the Constitution and the political science and the principles. They talked about practical matters that go along with that, that your sheriff is the person to go to when confronted with what could amount to forced or at least coercive or at least unnecessarily pushy vaccine registration and administration against homebound seniors, as Greg Abbott is talking about. So whatever it is, whether it's the COVIDocracy and the COVID tyranny, or whether it's any level of unnecessary or especially, gun control, unnecessary legislation, especially anti-Second Amendment, civilian disarmament schemes, whatever it might be, election theft or suspected election theft, which was another topic at this past weekend's Constitutional Sheriff's event. Dr. Laura Presley of True Texas Elections LLC, an election security consultant, she really gave the attending sheriffs an eyeful and an earful there, showing a lot of charts, showing them things they've probably never seen before or very little of, and giving them another issue besides Second Amendment issues and the COVID thing as important as those two things are. Now the sheriffs can look at the honesty of elections, suspected fraud, and whatnot. So the constitutional sheriff has a lot to look at here. There's a lot of important things for them to do, but that properly constructed and, in a proper way of utilizing our political system, your sheriff, ladies and gentlemen, is the first person to go to. Again, the go-to person, whether it's unconstitutional, obviously unconstitutional civilian disarmament schemes, they're all unconstitutional, whether it's suspected election theft, whether it's coercive COVID-19 policies, which they pretty much all are anyway, we have got to turn to our sheriff and our own knowledge and work together with our sheriff and really begin to resist this. Because what Greg Abbott is saying, Ron, it seems like he and the Texas executive are kind of tone deaf. I mean, don't they know the average freedom-seeking Texan wants no part of this COVIDocracy? They want these businesses open now, and they're not going to want grandma and grandpa feel like they're being pressured. I mean, you would think that even on a common sense level, if he hasn't studied John Locke, that Greg Abbott would get this. But one thing he's not going to ever get from me is my vote ever again, if we can even have honest elections.
Well, let's kind of make sure that everybody understands what the real deal here is. These COVID restrictions, the mask wearing and all the shutdown and 6 feet apart, all of this stuff is not law. And that was the conclusion of this Texas Commission on Law Enforcement seminar that we went to last weekend. That is the conclusion of it. And they are not going to enforce it because it's not law, and it cannot be made law either by the legislature or any judge or any governor or any branch of government. It is unlawful. So they're not going to enforce it. And you shouldn't have to comply with it, things that are not law. And if you're trying to be forced into it, you can call your sheriff, and he will assist you with that. And that is what really should be taken away from this. And it doesn't matter about the severity of any kind of a COVID thing, because the main point is that a lawful authority of the government does not come from emergencies or any type of emergency, whether it be a terrorist attack or whether it be a storm or whether it be a disease. It comes from each individual. If you don't have the authority to tell your neighbor to do something, then you can't delegate that to the state. Now, and that's what it's about, and there is no law to support this eventocracy, all kinds of emergencies. And that's what these dissolved and tyrannical governments are doing. They are stealing power and authority based on emergencies that they create. They created COVIDocracy, the COVID mess. They created it, just as they created this 9/11 terrorism stuff. All of that was state-created in order to steal a power that they do not have and cannot get lawfully.
Yeah, I'll interject that even with the storm and the ice and all that, at the very least, they were derelict in their duty to reinforce the grid in Texas a couple of years ago, as I've already had on this show. There was a bill in Austin where they could have reinforced the grid against bad weather, and they didn't do it. So even something as innocuous as weather, and it, I'd be amiss today, not to mention in the two or so minutes we have left, Ron, that on top of all of this, and we'll talk much more about the sheriff's event and have many of the presenters on this show in the days and week or two ahead, ladies and gentlemen, so stay tuned for that. But amid all of this, we have now Johnson & Johnson getting emergency use authorization, EUA, along with Moderna and Pfizer. So now we have three vaccines, and these vaccines, again, it cannot be overstressed, are all experimental because under an emergency use, the experiment part does not go away. That means everybody getting a vaccine is still a subject in a trial, still part of a medical experiment, regardless of which manufacturer's vaccine you're receiving, because all three of them got the same FDA emergency use authorization. That is only a partial authorization. It is not the full FDA authorization. That keeps them in the experimental stage. That means everybody receiving them is part of a medical experiment without their express knowledge and without signing a waiver to that specific effect. That is against U.S. code. That's against the U.S. code, the U.S. law, and it's against international conventions. So on top of all that, they want to push the COVIDocracy and the vaccine part of the COVIDocracy with a completely unwarranted and illegal act of giving people an experimental vaccine as part of a medical experiment without their express informed consent. This is all the more criminal because that, even if the vaccine was the greatest thing since sliced bread and the wheel put together, it's still the wrong context. And yet the VAERS data, the voluntary reporting system, shows they're pushing 1,000 suspected COVID vaccine deaths and probably at least 12,000 suspected COVID adverse reactions, some of which are serious and maybe lifelong. So, and yet, it wouldn't matter about the efficacy of the vaccine because the whole context is illegal. That's what really drives this home in terms of the eventocracy and the tyranny, Ron.
I agree. Totally 100%. And good points you made about this uninformed consent or informed consent. They have to know all this, and they're not told any of it. And the mass media is part of the cover-up and pushing of this. The whole thing is a criminal endeavor, and they're all part of it because they don't tell the whole truth about all this.
And this is something that could be brought to the attention of one sheriff. I mean, that's very clear. As you say, the takeaway from the event we covered, Ron, the CSPOA event, and that's CSPOA.org, ladies and gentlemen, for the Constitutional Sheriff's Organization. The takeaway is you can go to your sheriff to interpose against these tyrannies, and a big one would be to interpose against vaccination as part of a medical experiment without informed consent. I would take that to my sheriff, too.
Absolutely.
You don't wait for a court, like they said, like Michael Peruca and others said at the Constitutional Sheriff's event. Well, thanks, Ron, for being on the show with me today and helping me put up with some of the technical problems. I guess it's just par for a course on a Monday when we've been gone all weekend and we've been up late and editing and we're tired and lots of news.
Good point.
But thanks a lot, Ron.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. We'll see everybody next time at Stop the Presses and many more things to come from that sheriff's event. We'll see you next time.
You may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgment, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.